And this is Walt Rubel and Peter Goodman. I'm the latter of those two, I think. And our guest this 15 minutes is Jennifer Cry. The subject will be a horse sanctuary, a Dharma horse. We actually had the folks who run it on the show years and years ago.
Yes, I believe they mentioned that.
It's hard to believe we've been doing this that long.
Yes.
But tell folks, first of all, I mean, there's this Hay for Horses event is coming up. So tell them, you can't tell them price, by the way.
Okay.
But yes. Other than that, tell them what they need to know about attending that.
Okay. So it's this Saturday. It's at Habanero's Restaurant, which is at the corner of Tornillo and Amador, just one block east of Mesquite. And from 11:30 till 2 o'clock, and we will have food, and we will have professional photos, photography of the horses. We had a professional photographer come out and take some pictures. So we'll have photography on display, but people can have a nice meal and visit with the owners, Catherine Chrisley Schreiber and her husband Mark Schreiber. They'll be there just to talk to people and answer questions about the sanctuary. So food and a little bit of art and conversation.
Yes, at Habaneros, which is so one of our many very good Mexican restaurants.
Yes.
Tell folks a little more about the horses that are, you know, treated and cared for there and how they get there.
Yes, I'll do the best I can. I am a volunteer, and they have a handful of volunteers. I believe Catherine started this officially as a nonprofit back in 2012. But they have approximately 20 horses. I don't see every single one because they have two physical locations.
They got a mule now too, don't they?
They have some miniature mules, and yes, they have a mule. And so so they have mules and they have horses. So it's, I think, officially Dharma Horse Equine Sanctuary. And the horses come from a variety of backgrounds. Generally, they are in a state where they will not be properly cared for or have been abused or abandoned. And so they need a place to be where they can be mm-hmm. cared for. And they generally stay there. It is a sanctuary. They're not looking to place them out, have them adopted out. So when they come, mm-hmm. they come knowing, or the horses don't know, but we know they're going to be there to be cared for to the end of their life. And so roughly 20 horses and mules. And yes, we have a couple of ponies. The most recent was a miniature pony. Came in, had probably a good early life, but had been not cared for, had eye infections and various infections, and was really emaciated when it came in. And this was about almost 2 months ago. He's much happier now.
Yeah, the video on their website, there was one beautiful mare running around in the field and looked beautiful, but they said that she'd, you know, three times when she was in her earliest
yes.
years, starved almost to death.
Yeah, I think that's Luna, and yeah. we do have a professional photo that will be at the event of Luna. I mean, some of the horses are really pretty. Some of them obviously have physical conditions to deal with, but they're all cared for, and we deal with whatever their personality is.
I think everybody's pretty much familiar with the pet overpopulation problem here in Las Cruces. But horses, we don't tend to think about. Are these wild horses generally, or are they horses that had been owned at one time and for whatever reason the owner died or whatever?
Well, that's a good question. And, of course, I don't know in detail the background of all the horses, but recently, like in the last 6 months, there was a horse. The owners had taken care of this horse, but she's almost blind, mm-hmm. and they were forced to move, and so they were looking. kind of desperately for a safe home, and there was a space available, and so she came to the sanctuary. Some of the horses have been found abandoned out in the desert, and so you don't have any real knowledge of what their background is. Mm-hmm. A few of the horses that I know of, the owners, you know, had loved them but had reached a stage in their life where they could not care for them.
Right.
And so they ended up being kind of, they weren't getting proper care. And so there's an organization statewide that helps coordinate the identification and placement of the horses. And, you know, sometimes Dharma Horse can't accept because they're at their limit. Mm. But sometimes they do, like with this miniature pony. They took him in just within the last 2 months.
Right.
And so it a variety of things. People may contact the sanctuary and or the statewide agency may send out notice that there's a horse in need of care.
So you're a volunteer.
Yes.
What drew you to that? What do you do as a volunteer? And what do you particularly like about it?
Well, although I grew up in the country and we had horses, I hadn't been around horses for a long time. And I just happened to go to an event, a nonprofit event, and met a different sanctuary and learned about them and ended up doing a search in our area to find a sanctuary for horses. And honestly, I like it because it kind of takes me back to when I was a kid. What I do is shovel manure, clean pens, and then I groom the horses. So you get the pleasure of just being around the horses and learning their personalities. And that, to me, is very rewarding.
And I notice they have they take care of the horses in some neat and particularly natural ways, but they don't, for example, most of the horses are barefoot. No.
Yes.
Artificial hooves.
Yeah, I believe that's right. I mean, I've been there when the farrier comes, but they have regular they get regular attention from a farrier as well as a vet.
Tell folks again about the event.
Okay.
A for Horses.
So that'll be this Saturday, the 15th, from 11:30 till 2. And you can come. We do need RSVP, so should I give out my...
Yes.
Information.
Yeah, that's fine. Yes.
Okay, so my phone number, you can text me or call 575-571-0300. And you can email me at Jennifer, spelled like you would expect, Cry, very different. Cry is K-R-E-I-E at gmail.com. So JenniferCry at gmail.com. And you can contact me. We need an RSVP so we know how many to expect.
What do you think it is about horses? That there seems to be a connection between horses and people that doesn't really exist in other animals. And that goes back hundreds of years, it seems like.
I'm certainly no expert. They're very calming.
Yes.
I mean, they generally kind of adjust to your particular mood and personality, and they just have a very calming effect, and they are often used as therapy animals because of that. And we do have a few that really need special behavior when they interact, but most of them are pretty accepting of any of the individuals that approach them. And it's just they're nice to hang out with.
And it seems like they're very intelligent and wanting to please.
Yes, I agree. And it's, I have pets, I have dogs, have cats, but I like working with the horses, but I know they're not going to come home with me.
Right.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Arkansas, out in the country. These are wonderful horses. I'm so impressed with the operation that they run there.
Yeah. Any particular horse that you'd tell us about, either because you like it so much or because it did something funny or any?
Oh, well, that has to be Peanut. He's a pony, and Peanut has personality. As I don't know the details, but I believe he was, I think he was found abandoned in the desert, and hooves were grossly overgrown, and he was obviously not fed. And he's recovered beautifully. Not me, but people before me have taught him tricks, and he's a lot of fun to work with. I'll clean out the corral, and then I'll come back and I'll groom him, and then I'll take him out, and he has an array of tricks. He can smile, and he can bump a exercise ball across the yard, and he can trot around, and he can pick up things. If I drop a hat, he'll pick it up. Not all of them are quite that.
No, that's special.
Yes, yeah, he is very special.
Well, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Reiterate for listeners that we've been talking this segment with Jennifer Cry, and she's the person to whom you would RSVP if you're interested in going to the Hay for Horses event this Saturday, 11:30 to 2 p.m. At Habanero, 600 East Amador Avenue. And I might see you there. Don't know yet, but looking forward to it.
Yes, thank you.